brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, we celebrated the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross. Today, we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Actually, it's a memorial, but in one sense, it's a feast day, Our Lady of Sorrows, what our mother suffered on our behalf, what she embraced on our behalf. There is, even from a human perspective, there is no suffering like a mother or father watching the death of their child. There is nothing more painful than that, because part of you dies too. And this feast is a celebration of Mary's utter faithfulness no matter what God asked of her. She was there at the foot of the cross. She witnessed every piece of that torture and suffering. I cannot imagine how she endured except by the grace and mercy of God. The intro in Magnificat magazine says in part, through Mary's compassionate presence at the cross, that event, as it recurs in our lives, becomes more deeply human, filling us with the courage to face life's sufferings, certain in the secure embrace of divine providence. Whenever Mary loves us, she gives us Jesus. By obeying the Lord in our devout beholding of the Mother of God, we give Mary the chance to speak her yes to the Annunciation uttered from the cross. Behold your Son. Brothers and sisters, ponder that today. Take time to ponder Mary standing at the foot of the cross, hearing the conversations, hearing the words between the good thief and Jesus, hearing Jesus' words to her as he gave her to John. You imagine the pain of all that? But to watch your son suffering unbearable physical agony and being able to do nothing. In the liturgy for this feast, there is the beautiful Stabat Mater, which is a sequence that's often prayed or sung on this feast as well as some other feasts, just a portion of it. At the cross, her station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping close to Jesus to the last, through her heart his sorrow sharing, all his bitter anguish bearing. Now at length the sword had passed. Oh, how sad and sore distressed was that mother, highly blessed, of the sole begotten one. Christ above in torment hangs, she beneath beholds the pangs of her dying, glorious son. Is there one who would not weep, whelmed in misery so deep, Christ's dear mother to behold? Can the human heart refrain from partaking in her pain, in that mother's pain untold? Bruised, cursed, defiled, she beheld her tender child, all with bloody scourges went. For the sins of his own nation, saw him hang in desolation, till spirit forth he sent. O sweet mother, fount of love, touch my spirit from above. Make my heart with yours accord. That's just a portion of it, and it goes on. I would encourage you, if you have or can get hold of a copy of the Stabat Mater, to pray it on this day. Pray it for yourself. Pray it in honor of the Blessed Mother. Pray it above all in adoration for Jesus, the beloved Son who died for us. The first reading in today's Mass is taken from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5, verses 7 to 9. In the days when Christ was in flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Ponder that. Christ has gone before us. whatever suffering we have to endure in this life, Christ has gone before us. We are not alone, ever. Christ and his mother accompany us in our sorrows. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. Be a rock of refuge for me, a stronghold to give me safety. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead me and guide me. O brothers and sisters, this feast is one I would encourage you to take time to thank God for what he did for you upon the cross, and to thank God for his mother, who stood beside him to the very end. To the very end. I can't imagine the strength and the courage that it took to do that. We have in today's liturgy the Gospel of John or the Gospel of Luke. There are some variations in this liturgy, whether you're celebrating the feast or whether you're simply celebrating that particular day's liturgy. The Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 25 to 27. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Now, there's something marvelous happening there. Jesus is providing for his mother. Do you remember what I said to you the other day about a widow or a woman who's left alone? Her children are not there. She's by herself, by whatever deaths happen. That Jesus, in the extremity of his suffering, was taking care to provide for his mother. Think about that. In the midst of his suffering, yes, he was God, but he suffered all the human anguish physically and emotionally that you and I would go through if we endured this. Well, who did he think of but his mother and caring for her? On the other hand, yes, it was provision for his mother, but how hard that must have been to see her son relinquish her, let her go, and give her into the hands of another. Even though it was provision, still, it was not her son. Think about that. Anguish there, pain there. And then an alternative is the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 33 to 35. Jesus' father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. This is a portion of the Gospel where Joseph and Mary are presenting the child in the temple. And Jesus' father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted." Yes, he was a sign. And they hated him. And they contradicted him. And they opposed him. And they destroyed him physically. "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself, a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." But she would suffer in anguish. Her suffering would not be physical on one level. It would not be physical, but it certainly would have been emotional and mental and spiritually. Terrible confrontation with evil, terrible confrontation with death. And she endured. She never walked away. Never. Let us honor Our Lady of Sorrows today. Let us honor God for giving us such a mother that she endured the cross with her son, that she would not be turned away, that she would stay there. The communion antiphon for today's liturgy says, "Rejoice when you share in the sufferings of Christ, that you may also rejoice exultantly when his glory is revealed." When we're facing death or the death of those we dearly love, it is extremely painful. But unite your suffering with the share in the sufferings of Christ, that you may also rejoice exultantly when his glory is revealed. What we need, brothers and sisters, and it's the work of the Holy Spirit to give us a sense not only for what is going on right now, and I'm not saying that we just absent ourselves from reality. We don't that at all. But we ask the Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit, we ask for the prayer of Mary that we may identify with her, most of all with our beloved Jesus on the cross. We unite our suffering with his suffering, because united with his suffering, our suffering and the suffering of those we love has eternal value, eternal merit. I'm not kidding. I mentioned my little book, Hope in the Midst of Suffering. Read it. Just go online to renewalministries.net and read it, and it will help you. It doesn't take away the suffering and pain, but it helps you to see how God will use it for your salvation and the salvation of those you love. Draw close to the Blessed Mother. Draw very close to her. Let her lead you by the hand. Let her lead you to Jesus. May you identify with him. May you know that you're not alone. May you know that the suffering you endure has eternal value, has eternal merit for you. Brothers and sisters, God has so much grace that he desires to give us. God has so much help that he desires to give us. But we simply look to our own resources. I can do this. I can deal with it. I can endure it. I can grit my teeth and bear it. Don't do that. Don't do that. It makes you more vulnerable, but you get far more help when you go to the Lord and say, "I cannot carry this cross alone. Walk with me. Help me. Strengthen me. Lord, help me to unite myself to you. To pray, Blessed Mother, increase my faith. Blessed Mother, share the strength that you had at the foot of the cross. Share that strength with me as I endure the suffering that I am being called to endure." You pray like that, brothers and sisters. God will help. God will answer. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.